All right, so now we've gone through a number of ideas regarding Eved Ivri from the perspective of Shitas Bali Tosfos, as well as the An and Rashba. Now, I think what we should do next is come back to the Tosfos itself. But before we make any applications from Eved Ivri, let's put Eved Ivri in the background for a moment, and let's take a look at the Tosfos again. So Tosfos raises the question. He says on Beis Amud Aleph, Ben Divrei Maskil Bepruta V'Shava Pruta, Tosfos says Vim Tomar, Uminolon D'Shava Kesef Kikesef, D'Hala Kaman Mibayalei Kra Gabi Eved Ivri Yoshev L'Rabba Shava Kesef Kikesef. Right, that's the sugya that we just did. So you see that how do you know that Shavak, how does the Mishnah know that Shavak Kesef is Kesef? Because you see in the sugya that we just did, that by Eved Ivri, you need a separate Ribui, a separate Xeris HaKasev, that Shavak Kesef is Kesef. Right? Upidjin HaBen D'Chsiv Be Kesef, V'Amar L'Kam Ander Rav Kana Shakal Sudra Upidjin HaBen. Uminolon the Shava Kesef Kikesef. Right. How does the Gemara know? How does Rav Kahana know that Shava Kesef is Kikesef by Pidgin of Ben? So Tosfos says, Umiyo beperakama de Shvuas Darish Klal Prado Klal. He says, however, you could say that by Pidgin of Ben, that with Doresh Klal Prado Klal. All right. So that's how you know Pidgin of Ben. Now then he says, but by Erechin, he doesn't know how you know it. Okay, by Erechin, it says Kesef. And also by Hegdish, also, in a Mishnah in Erechin, it says there that Shava Kesef works. All right? So how do they know Shava Kesef is Kesef as well? So then he says, however, maybe you could say by Hekdeshos, there you say also Klal Prada Klal, just like you say by Pidgin HaBen. Okay. So then he ultimately says, of Al Gabe Kedusha V'Erechim Minalon, the Shava Kesef Kikesef. All right, Kedusha and Erechim, he doesn't know. So by Hegdish and by Pidgin of Ben, you could say it's a Klal Prado Klal. Klal Prado Klal is openly by, by Pidgin of Ben. And he's saying that Hegdish probably also is the same idea, even though the Gemara doesn't express it openly. So ultimately, but then, but how do you know Kedushin and Erechin? So he says, Yesh Loma, the Alfinami Eved Ivri. He says, you learn it out from Eved Ivri. All right, so a number of questions that we asked, but let's add a few. So the question is, what was Tosfos Havamina? Right, he knows about Eved Ivri case right from the start. So why doesn't he think that you learn it out from there immediately? Right, in Maskana, he says, you learn it out from Eved Ivri. And another question you could ask is, if you know Pidgin of Ben from Klal Prado Klal, so now you know that Pidgin of Ben Shava Kesef is Kikesef, so why doesn't Tosfos say maybe that's where you learn it out from? Why don't you say Yalfinan from Pidgin of Ben? Why does he say no? Yalfinan me Eved Ivri. Okay? So that's a question I think that needs to be answered. Why is it that Eved Ivri is superior, and that the Alfusa comes from Eved Ivri ultimately, but it doesn't come from Pidgin of Ben? All right, and we also asked the question, Stam, which is not as difficult, which is, why is it that, in other words, Erechin, both Erechin as well as Kedushin are together. Now, of course they're together because they both don't have an open limud. But the question is it one idea? Why is it Erechin and Kedushin get lumped together, and both of them can be learned from Eved Ivri? How does that work? Okay? And why is it that both Erechin and Kedushin you don't learn out from Pidgin of Ben? Those are the questions that need to be answered. Are they clear?
Yep.
Okay, very good. All right. So, it will be worthwhile. Well, let me say it this way. It'd certainly be worthwhile to take a look at the issue of Klal Prado Klal. to understand how that works. But while we're doing it, it's a little bit of a digression, but it would be good to take a look at the issue of Klal Prada Klal versus Ribui Miyut Ribui, which is the subject matter of the Gemara in Shavuos. So what we'll do is like this. We'll take a look at the Gemara in Shavuos. Let me just get a Gemara, 1 second. The main sugya is on Dalet Amud Aleph. 1 second. Ooh. You guys have a Shavuos? Yeah, it's Dalet Amud Beis. But to really understand the Rashi, I'm just wondering if we should do the Gemara in Chaf Vav. Yeah, but I guess it's worthwhile. Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the Gemara Chaf Vav. Yeah, I don't think, do we have to tape the whole, like the reading of the Gemara? Tana Rabbanan. And go down to the two dots. No, and actually not down to the two dots. We don't have to go that far. We'll go down to all the way through Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin up to the next Tana Rabbanan. A couple lines before the two dots on that thing. It's about two thirds of the, maybe a little less. Yeah. Let's go through that. So I would strongly advise, let's take a look at the Chumash first. Vayikra. Okay? The thing you need to know is Vayikra, Hey, Pasuk, Dalet. All right, it's talking about Chiyuve Carbon, Carbon Asham in specific. And it says, O nefesh ki si shava levatev visvasayim lehara o lehetiv lechol asher yivatei ha'adam b'shvua v'ne'elam imenu v'hu yadav Hashem l'achas me'ela. Okay, so it says, or if a person, he should make a vow with bitu'is fasayim, right? He enunciates a vow for good, for bad or for good, meaning it has something to do with him personally, okay? Something I will eat, or I will not eat, I will sleep, I will not sleep, that kind of a shvuah, neder. He says, so, l'chol asher yivate ha'adam b'shvuah, anything that a person enunciates, obviously he has to keep. So if he doesn't, okay, and he violates his shvuah, okay, so then he's v'ashem l'chas mi'ela, and he's chayav a korban asham. Okay? All right. So that's the pasuk. So you have... The key here is that you have three clauses in the pasuk you have to keep in mind. One is the first one, O nefesh ki si shava levatevas vasayim. Then you have lehara o lehetiv. And then lechol asher yivatei adam b'shvua. Okay, so you have a general, a particular, and then a general statement again. Okay? That's the pasuk in the Dara. Okay. You're gonna have to be patient here. I mean, we got to go through these facts. So I hope nobody minds that. Okay, I'm just like, okay. And there, it'll be a while until you hear a smara, that's what I mean. All right.
Should we put this on the
tape? No, I don't think so at all.
All right.
So anyhow, so the Gemara is right. So the Gemara's first dialogue ends off with really, as the Gemara says, Shapir Kamalei Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Shmuel, meaning that if it's Riba Kasav Lakach, if the Torah is being Mirabe, that it not only applies to things that are Tova Ra, so then why, Rabbi Shmuel, do you exclude L'Sha'avar? Why do you say that the Torah, when it says L'chol Asher Yevatei Adam B'Shvua, also includes Dvarim L'Sha'avar as well? And the Gemara says that's a very good argument. So then the Gemara proceeds to say that Rabbi Shmuel, whose Rebbe was from the Chunya ben Akana, he's Doresh Klal Prada Klal. That's his Masorah. And Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu. He's Doresh Ribui Miyat Ribui. See, so what the Gemara is saying here is, and the next thing the Gemara is going to do now is to show you that the dialogue previously, the reason Shmuel has his position, and the reason why Rabbi Akiva has his position is based on the fact that Rabbi Akiva is a Ribui Miyat Ribui person. You know, he's a Talmud of such a thing, of such a system. And that Rabbi Shmuel, he's a Talmud of Klal Prada Klal. You see? So what the Gemara is trying to say here, what the Gemara is saying is that, you see, when the Gemara says Shapir Ka'amrit Rabbi Akiva, it's Shapir within the framework of Ribui Miyat Ribui. In other words, within that system, that's correct. That's a good kasha. But you see, it's not a kasha insofar as Svara in general, because really in the framework of Klal Prada Klal, as will be shown, Rabbi Yishmael, his analysis is absolutely correct. And it's a machlokes in which methodology you're applying to be Doresh the Torah. That's the Gemara saying. All right? Yeah. That's a good question.
Well, was there really a machlokes whether one of these rules was correct?
I don't know the answer. I don't know. But it's funny, when Gemara does say, Doresh is called a Torah Kula. Right. I don't know what that question is. I mean, it seems that there's two different systems within the Masorah. I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know how to define that. All I will say is that what we can define, there are two things you can define. In other words, you can understand how each system works, which is what we'll do when we do the Rashi and Daf Dalet. We'll understand the mechanisms themselves. In other words, within each system, we'll understand how the mechanism works. And then you can define, after you have the drasha, so now you have a certain outcome halachically. One system produces one outcome halachically, and the other system produces a different outcome halachically. You can define the outcomes. But I don't know how to say more, okay? All right. It'd be a good question to ask. Good question to ask, Rabbi. Hey, so where are we now? Here we go. So, Yeah. It's... I'll tell you what. You know what? You know, skip the Gemara for now. Credit. I mean, that's really the case you need for the Tosfos. But if you just want to work on the Gemara we just did and fully understand it, you see the Rashi, the Darish, Ribui, and Meute?
About 10 lines in.
About, yeah. And you see how long it goes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Rashi is completely focused on the Gemara we did. This Rashi should be over there. Now, once you do that Rashi, then you could do the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. How do you know what you could do Pidgin HaBen with? Because that's a machlokas, whether you say Klal Prado Klal or Riboy Miot Riboy. Why don't you guys prepare it? It makes sense.
Are you
referring
to the machlokas of what you say, or qualified to follow, or are you referring to the machlokas of their particular outcomes in the case of Pidyon HaBen?
It'll be both.
Okay.
But I would, but do the Rashi, you don't do the Gemara first. Do not do that Gemara. Do the Rashi first. Because the Rashi will be directly on what we just did. It's worth it. It's a good workout, but it'll be nice. I think the ideas are very nice. All right, so let's we'll save it for next week. I got to figure out next week. I'm going to be in Florida. Oh yeah, I'm coming home. What time will I be?